Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Last week, we built a complete foundation for understanding and analyzing cash flow. From the fundamentals of cash flow versus appreciation, to the anatomy of every line item, to key metrics, screening tools, and a complete underwriting framework. This week, we're shifting focus from how to analyze cash flow to where to find it. Today, we're discussing markets that may offer attractive cash flow opportunities based on current conditions and historical trends. If you've been searching for rental properties lately, you've probably noticed that finding properties that generate strong cash flow is challenging in many markets. High property prices, elevated interest rates, rising insurance costs, and increasing property taxes have made cash flow harder to achieve. But here's the good news. Cash flow opportunities still exist if you know where to look. Today, I'm going to share the characteristics of strong cash flow markets, the specific markets and regions that may offer better cash flow potential in 2025, the factors that make these markets attractive, the risks and considerations for each market type, and how to evaluate whether a market is right for your investment strategy. By the end of this episode, you'll have a framework for identifying and evaluating cash flow markets, along with specific examples to research further. Let's start with what makes a market good for cash flow. Strong cash flow markets typically share several key characteristics. Characteristic 1, affordable property prices relative to rents. This is often measured by the rent-to-price ratio, or gross rent multiplier. Markets where you can buy properties at lower price points but still achieve market rate rents tend to support better cash flow. Characteristic 2, strong rental demand. Markets with growing populations, job growth, and economic opportunity often support stronger rental demand, although local conditions vary. Characteristic 3, reasonable operating expenses. Markets with relatively moderate operating expenses may provide better cash flow potential, though expenses vary significantly by property and location. Characteristic 4, landlord-friendly regulations. Markets with reasonable landlord-tenant laws, no rent control, and efficient eviction processes reduce risk and operational challenges. Landlord-tenant laws change over time and should always be verified before investing. Characteristic 5, economic diversity. Markets with diverse employment bases are less vulnerable to economic downturns affecting a single industry. Characteristic 6, population stability or growth. Markets with stable or growing populations support long-term rental demand. Now let's talk about the types of markets that often support cash flow. Market type 1, Midwest markets. Many Midwest markets have historically offered attractive cash flow opportunities because of lower purchase prices relative to rents. Cities in states like Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Missouri, and Kansas often offer better rent-to-price ratios than coastal markets. Market type 2, Southeast markets. Several Southeast markets have experienced population and employment growth while remaining relatively affordable compared to many coastal markets. States like Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and the Carolinas have attracted both residents and businesses in recent years. Market type 3, Rust Belt revitalization markets. Some former industrial cities have experienced revitalization, offering affordable properties with improving fundamentals. Market type 4, secondary and tertiary markets. Smaller cities and towns outside major metropolitan areas often offer better cash flow potential due to lower property prices. We'll dive deeper into secondary and tertiary markets tomorrow. Market conditions, property values, and investment opportunities vary significantly and can change over time. Now let's talk about specific markets that may offer cash flow potential in 2025. Before we dive in, an important disclaimer. Market conditions change constantly, and what's true today may not be true tomorrow. These examples are for educational purposes and should not be considered investment recommendations. Always conduct your own thorough research and due diligence before investing in any market. Market conditions, regulations, economic factors, and property values can change, and past performance does not guarantee future results. Conditions vary significantly by neighborhood, property type, and timing within each city. With that said, let's look at some markets that have historically offered or currently may offer cash flow opportunities. Midwest markets to consider researching. Cleveland, Ohio. Affordable property prices, established rental market, diverse neighborhoods with different price points and tenant profiles. Indianapolis, Indiana. Growing population, strong job market, reasonable property prices, and landlord-friendly environment. Kansas City, Missouri. Affordable properties, economic diversity, growing tech sector, and reasonable operating costs. Cincinnati, Ohio. Affordable entry points, stable rental demand, and diverse neighborhoods. Columbus, Ohio. State capital with stable employment, growing population, and reasonable property prices relative to many markets. Detroit, Michigan. Some neighborhoods have experienced revitalization, while others continue to face economic and operational challenges. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Affordable properties, stable rental market, and reasonable operating expenses. Southeast markets to consider researching. Birmingham, Alabama. Very affordable property prices, growing economy, and low operating costs. Memphis, Tennessee. Affordable properties, strong rental demand, no state income tax, though some neighborhoods require careful selection. Huntsville, Alabama. Huntsville has experienced notable employment growth in aerospace, defense, and technology industries. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Affordable entry points, growing economy, quality of life improvements, and no state income tax. Greenville, South Carolina. Growing population and job market, reasonable property prices, and business-friendly environment. Augusta, Georgia. Affordable properties, stable employment from military and healthcare sectors. Other markets to consider researching. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Affordable properties, diverse economy, and landlord-friendly environment. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Very affordable entry points, economic revitalization efforts, and low operating costs. Little Rock, Arkansas. Affordable properties, stable rental market, and reasonable expenses. Wichita, Kansas. Affordable properties, diverse economy, and low cost of living. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Affordable entry points, stable employment, and reasonable operating costs. These markets represent examples of areas that have historically offered or may currently offer cash flow opportunities based on affordability and rent-to-price ratios. Individual property performance varies significantly within any market based on location, condition, management, and other factors. Now let's talk about what to look for when researching these markets. Historical data should be supplemented with current local market research before making investment decisions. Research factor 1. Current rent-to-price ratios. Look at actual listings and rental comps to verify that properties in your price range can achieve rents that support your cash flow requirements. Rent-to-price ratios vary by neighborhood, property type, and condition within any market. Research factor 2. Property tax rates and assessments. Property taxes vary significantly by state, county, and municipality. Verify actual tax rates and understand how properties are assessed. Research factor 3. Insurance costs. Get actual insurance quotes for properties you're considering. Insurance costs have increased significantly in many markets and can materially impact cash flow. Insurance availability and pricing continue to evolve and should be verified with local insurance professionals. Insurance costs vary based on property characteristics, location, coverage levels, and market conditions. Research factor 4. Landlord-tenant laws. Understand the eviction process, security deposit rules, required disclosures, and other regulations. Some states and cities have more landlord-friendly environments than others. Research factor 5. Property management availability and costs. If you're investing out of state, you'll need quality property management. Research available property managers, their fee structures, and their reputations. Property management quality and availability vary significantly by market. Research factor 6. Neighborhood selection. Within any market, neighborhood selection is critical. Some neighborhoods will offer better cash flow, tenant quality, and appreciation potential than others. Research crime rates, school quality, employment centers, and neighborhood trends. Research factor 7. Economic and employment trends. Look at job growth, major employers, unemployment rates, and economic diversity. Markets with growing diverse economies tend to support stronger long-term rental demand. Economic conditions can change and should be monitored over time. Now let's talk about the risks and considerations for cash flow markets. Risk 1. Lower appreciation potential. Some markets that emphasize affordability may experience different appreciation patterns than higher-priced growth markets, though future appreciation is uncertain. This is the trade-off we discussed last week. Cash flow versus appreciation. If your strategy prioritizes cash flow, you may accept lower appreciation in exchange for stronger monthly income. Appreciation potential varies and is never guaranteed in any market. Risk 2. Property condition and age. Affordable markets often have older housing stock that may require more maintenance and capital expenditures. Factor these costs into your underwriting and ensure you have adequate reserves. Risk 3. Neighborhood challenges. Some affordable markets have neighborhoods with higher crime rates, lower quality schools, or other challenges. Careful neighborhood selection and property management are critical. Risk 4. Management intensity. Properties in some cash flow markets may require more active management, tenant screening, and maintenance attention. Quality property management becomes even more important. Risk 5. Economic vulnerability. Some affordable markets have economies that are less diverse or more vulnerable to economic downturns. Evaluate economic fundamentals carefully and diversify across multiple markets if possible. Risk 6. Regulatory changes. Landlord-tenant laws, property taxes, and other regulations can change over time. Stay informed about regulatory trends in markets where you invest. Now let's talk about markets that are generally more challenging for cash flow. While there are exceptions and opportunities in every market, certain types of markets typically present greater cash flow challenges. High-cost coastal markets. San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Seattle, Boston, New York, and similar markets typically have very high property prices relative to rents, making positive cash flow difficult to achieve without significant down payments or creative strategies. Historically, some of these markets have experienced stronger appreciation, although future performance cannot be predicted. High-growth Sunbelt markets. Markets like Austin, Denver, Phoenix, and parts of Florida have experienced significant appreciation in recent years, which has pushed property prices higher relative to rents. Some of these markets still offer cash flow opportunities, but they're harder to find than in more affordable markets. Markets with high property taxes. States like New Jersey, Illinois, and parts of New York and California have very high property tax rates that can significantly impact cash flow. Markets with high insurance costs. Coastal areas vulnerable to hurricanes, flood zones, and areas with wildfire risk have seen insurance costs increase dramatically, which can eliminate cash flow even on otherwise attractive properties. Markets with rent control. Rent stabilization or rent control regulations may affect rent growth and operational flexibility depending on the specific jurisdiction. Property values, operating costs, and market conditions vary significantly and can change over time. Now let's talk about how to evaluate whether a market is right for you. Question 1. Does the market align with your investment strategy and cash flow requirements? Can you find properties that meet your minimum cash-on-cash return targets? Question 2. Are you comfortable with the risk profile of the market? Every market has trade-offs between cash flow, appreciation potential, and risk. Question 3. Can you effectively manage properties in this market? Do you have access to quality property management? Can you visit the market periodically? Question 4. Do the market fundamentals support long-term rental demand? Look at job growth, population trends, and economic diversity. Question 5. Do you understand the local regulations and operating environment? Are you comfortable with the landlord-tenant laws and regulatory environment? Question 6. Does the market fit within your overall portfolio strategy? Are you diversifying across multiple markets or concentrating in one area? Investment decisions should be based on individual circumstances, goals, and risk tolerance. Now let's talk about the importance of diversification. While it's tempting to concentrate all your investments in the single best cash flow market you can find, diversification may help reduce exposure to risks associated with any single market, depending on an investor's overall portfolio. Different markets have different economic drivers, regulatory environments, and risk profiles. By investing in multiple markets, you reduce your exposure to any single market's challenges. For example, you might invest in both Midwest and Southeast markets, or in multiple cities within a region. Diversification strategies should be tailored to individual investor circumstances and portfolio size. Now let's talk about the importance of local expertise. Regardless of which market you choose, local expertise is invaluable. This includes quality property management with deep local knowledge, real estate agents who specialize in investment properties, contractors and vendors for repairs and maintenance, other investors who can share insights and experiences, local market data and trends. Building a strong local team is essential for successful out-of-state investing. We'll talk more about out-of-state investing on Friday. Let me close with this. Finding strong cash flow markets in 2025 requires research, due diligence, and a clear understanding of your investment criteria. The markets we discussed today represent examples of areas that may offer cash flow opportunities based on affordability and rent-to-price ratios, but individual results vary significantly. Market conditions change over time, and what works today may not work tomorrow. The key is to understand the characteristics of strong cash flow markets, research specific markets thoroughly, evaluate risks and trade-offs, and make informed decisions based on your investment strategy and risk tolerance. Rather than chasing recent market trends, focus on markets that align with your investment criteria, underwriting standards, and long-term objectives. Build a strong local team in the markets where you invest. Tomorrow, we're diving deeper into secondary versus tertiary markets, understanding the differences, the opportunities, and the challenges of investing in smaller cities and towns. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.